Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, Change Coming. That's the title of a new CD by Bay Area-born and raised singer-songwriter Mark Etheridge, who performs this Saturday night in San Francisco's Metropolitan Community Church. We'll play some of his music in the next half hour. I've really been enjoying the CD, so stick around and hear some of it. And I'll talk with Mark and his longtime friend and collaborator on this project, Michael Cronin. Mark and Michael, welcome to Out in the Bay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
The songs on Change Coming range from, I would describe them as ballads, to some really fun and upbeat songs. We'll play a sampling. Let's start right now with Lessons.
Sometimes I feel like I'm learning the same lessons over and over. I'll ever get it right. I've got to try to mend my heart and love.
That's Mark Etheridge singing and playing keyboards on his new CD, Change Coming. The song we just heard, Lessons, Mark wrote with Michael Cronin. They're both here with me on Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. So, Mark and Michael, tell us about Lessons. How did you come to work on it together?
The tragedy of having a best friend is that he knows your life. And we talked about many things going on in our lives. And, you know, I told Michael, you know, is this the right guy? Am I doing the right thing? And he would always have, you know, some banter.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And does it work the other way, too? Do you give him a lot of words of wisdom?
I don't, you know, not as much as I probably should.
He doesn't need it.
To be honest.
Right.
So how did you two become friends?
Well, I would say that we first met playing and singing at MCC San Francisco. Mark was the keyboardist and I was a singer in the worship and praise team choir. And that was back in 1996. But when we really became closest was for a gala tour in 2008 that MCC went on. It's the one in Florida. And from that point on, we kind of became kind of bookends.
Gala meaning what?
Gay Choruses of America.
Oh, gay and lesbian choral thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That, okay, so so you were singing. Tell us, about, what is MCC?
Metropolitan Community Church is a predominantly gay and lesbian church that was founded by Troy Perry in 1968.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, and that was right before Stonewall, right? And I guess he was a Pentecostal preacher who was kicked out of his church and decided to start a new church for, you know, for people who...
So essentially it's a church by and for gay people, not just gay-friendly, but, you know, just...
Correct, and it was more on the ecclesiastical tone and or vein that he didn't want to start another Pentecostal church. So there was a lot of Lutheran, Catholic, Episcopalian, what have you, influences within the church.
So I'm curious to know how, you know, what your folks' relationship with religion is here, because you're, I know, Michael, you're more active and you're also actually getting a divinity degree right now from the Pacific School of Religion.
Yes.
And Mark, on the other hand, you told me that you, in an email, that you had been kicked off of a church's music team, Bible music team. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you know, in the 70s and 80s, I was part of this Bible church. I won't mention the name. I shouldn't mention the name.
Here in the Bay Area. You grew up in Sunnyvale, so you're here from the Bay Area, right?
It's on the peninsula. And
okay.
So I was part of the music team, and at one point, someone who was leading the team came to me and said, oh, I heard you had fallen back into your old ways, and so is that true? And I said, yeah, and because I didn't want to hide anymore.
Right.
I was at that point where
How old were you, roughly, at this point?
That point, I was 25.
Okay.
And so from the age of 16, when I went through this born-again experience with this church, and really it was these 9 years of kind of repression and really fighting myself. And then when that conversation happened and I just decided, you know, I'm going to be honest with myself and with this worship leader. And he said, okay, so we're going to have to ask you to stop participating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have, you know, practicing homosexuals.
Practicing? Were you practicing a lot, like on the bus or
what? Oh, you have no idea.
You don't want to know.
Okay, not on public radio, perhaps. So let's, how would you overall describe this album? Is it too old of a term to say album, by the way? Do people say that? CDs are going to be outdated soon, I suppose.
Oh, this definitely was a concept album from the beginning. I wanted songs that would really flow together, that would tell the story of my life and of situations that I have encountered and written about. A lot of life and love stories in these songs.
So, and Michael, since you're not quite as close to this album, I know you've worked on it, but how would you describe it to somebody who doesn't know anything about Mark's music?
I would say adult contemporary, easy listening, fun, and lots of great tunes that, you know, tell stories to you and draw you in.
Mm-hmm. And Mark, I mean, you've obviously... This is your first album. You've had to come up with promotional efforts. You had to come up with descriptions for it. Do you feel, you know, like how much do you feel you have to sort of pigeonhole yourself to compare yourself, to compare your sound with better known musicians, you know, in order to try to get airplay?
Well, yeah, I think it's important to have something that people can relate to. It's like, okay, so what is it? Is it this or that? And I'm not, I wouldn't say that I'm exactly like these artists, but people do say that I sound somewhere in the range of Steely Dan, Michael McDonald, Boss Gags, and, but I know that I don't sound exactly like them, but that, you know, it's just a starting point for conversation.
When I first started, I definitely picked up on the Boss Gags things that came to my head pretty much right away. So, let's play this next song, Pimp You Out for Love. That's fun. What a fun, you know, title even is fun.
And that's not easy listening, is it?
I don't think so,
well,
but it's easy to listen to, but it's not music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
So, I suspect you wrote this with gay male friends of yours in mind, or perhaps a particular gay male friend. Perhaps he's in the same room, perhaps he's not. You don't have to name names. But this could apply to women as well, right? I suppose. It certainly sounds like it could.
Yep.
Without naming names, can you tell us anything about the particular friend you had in mind when you wrote Pimp You Out for Love?
Sure. I was having this Facebook chat with a friend who was single, miserable, felt like, oh, if only I could find the right man, everything would be okay and my life would be great. And I just thought, wow, if I could just, you know, like pimp you out for love and find the perfect guy, mm-hmm. you know, then you could just stop whining and leave me alone. And so that's kind of where the inspiration came from.
Okay.
The conversation was not with me, by the way.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, let's hear Pimp You Out for Love on Mark Etheridge's CD, Change Coming.
Got a way of wearing all your feelings on your sleeve. You're a sensitive soul with a special need to relieve. There ain't no doubt you're in misery most of the time. Being single isn't working and you're looking for someone to complete the rhyme. You've been planning the big day ever since you were five. Now all you need is for the one to arrive. So I'm gonna pimp you out for love. Find the perfect guy, the man of your dreams. Pimp you out for love. Cause what you think you want, it ain't what it seems. I'm gonna pimp you out for love. Has been a bumpy ride. Think you're incomplete without the perfect one by your side. Now I'm not here to revel in your whining and your misery. So I'm gonna work my special groove, get you to shut up, finally. You know I got the love connection. I dial it in for you. You'll be on your way to having every dream come true. I'm gonna pimp you out for love. Find the perfect guy, the man of your dreams. Pimp you out for love. Cause what you think you want, it ain't what it seems. I'm gonna pimp you out for love.
Listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. That was Mark Etheridge singing Pimp You Out for Love from his new CD, Change Coming. He's my guest tonight, along with longtime friend and collaborator Michael Cronin. So, you know, was this Pimp You Out for Love friend that you were talking about, is he kind of a, you know, was he kind of a big, you know, hoe? Or so he was looking for love in all the wrong places, or he was just kind of more like, you can't find anybody to date?
I didn't say it was a guy.
You didn't say that, but I thought we established that earlier. Yeah, I think you kind of did.
Yeah.
There are no pronouns.
No, there aren't in the song. There aren't in the song. That's true.
Okay.
It could totally easily be a woman. That's why this is for everybody. Yeah. It's universal.
It was a guy.
Yes, we both know him.
And he was a bit whiny and, you know, there it is. I had to write the song.
Let's just go on. Mark will be performing at the Metropolitan Community Church in San Francisco's Castro District this Saturday night, March 2nd. You can find ticket information and other information about the concert at Mark's website, which is marketheridge.com. By the way, Etheridge is spelled E-T-H-E-R-E-D-G-E. So it's Ether Edge. That's one way to remember it. Yeah, it's not Melissa Etheridge. You're not related. It's not spelled the same way. Almost, but not quite. People have asked me that.
That's right.
So some of the songs on your CD are quite personal. Dear Buddy, I gather, is about your cat, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. And Room to Room is about your mother's struggle with Alzheimer's. And I do want to play that. So tell us why you wrote Room to Room. And actually, Michael, we talked about this on the phone. You helped on this quite a bit. So tell us, from what I gather, Mark was having a hard time writing this or dealing with his mom's ordeal, and you realized he needed to write about it or sing about it, or tell us what happened, Michael.
Well, at this time in Mark's life, his father had been in and out of hospital and hospice, and his mother was having difficulties with remembering when he was coming home. And she would come into a room that Mark happened to be in, this is what he told me, and ask, "When is your father coming home?" And Mark would say, "Next week." And so one day when I was picking him up from the train, one of his visits, it just came to me, the lyrics to the song. And I put them down on my little iPhone note pad, and I said to him, "You may not be ready to do this now, but when you are, I think this would be a great song for you." So the lyrics preceded the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you gave me these lyrics, and I was like, I can't deal with this. It was just too much going on with my dad having congestive heart failure, going between the hospital and nursing facility and back and forth, and my mom not remembering what's going on, and it was just too much. So I put it aside for a while, and then, I don't know, one day it was like, I was looking at this, and I thought, this is a story that needs to be told. And I sat down, and I wrote the melody and the arrangement, and it just came together, and then we did it in the studio with this awesome violist, mm-hmm. Keith Lawrence. And so it's with me playing piano and singing and with Keith on the viola. It just turned out really beautiful, I thought.
So let's hear it. Let's hear Room to Room.
Walking room to room, looking for something she can't find. Making new memories isn't easy. Is Tom coming home next week? Oh, 40 years in this old house, and life has changed. Walking room to room, looking for something she can't find. Making new memories isn't easy. When is Tom coming home next week? Oh, raising kids, things to do, appointments to be made. Walking room to room, looking for something she can't find. Making new memories isn't easy. Is Tom coming home next week? Oh, making new memories isn't easy.
That was Mark Etheridge singing Room to Room, lyrics by Michael Cronin, from Mark's CD, Change Coming. You're listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. I'm here with Michael and Mark. Wow, so that's a heavy song. Most of us deal with our parents aging sooner or later, so this one is certainly one of the songs on this album that's universal in appeal. Mm-hmm. Anything more you want to say about the song? I'm curious to know what kind of responses you've had from friends or others who've heard it.
It was actually picked up by a blog that was part of this PR campaign I did with Aerial Publicity in New York City, and there was a blog radio show, and what is it called? Alzheimer's Cares, I think was the name of it. And, you know, it really resonated with the host for that show. It's a problem that a lot of people have to deal with their parents as they age and these memory issues. And so it seems to be very common in folks that I talk to.
I remember when I heard it at your release party, and there was an audible kind of gasp in the room, just, you know, that dramatic kind of people holding their breath because they were caught up in the emotion of it. And I actually spoke to someone afterwards who had heard the song on the CD and spoke about having cried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely brought some tears to my eyes. You know, as dealing with similar issues in our lives. You've got some really well-connected musicians with you on this CD. Tom Pulitzer, did I say his name right? Pulitzer. Saxophonist from Tower of Power. Yeah. Jeannie Tracy's doing a lot of the backup vocals, who with Martha Wash was half of Two Tons of Fun, right?
Yeah, she sang with Sylvester. She sang with Mariah, Whitney, a lot of folks. Yeah.
How did you get them involved in this?
Jeannie was a referral from the mastering engineer I was working with. He says, "Oh, yeah, give her a call. I worked with her 20 years ago." And so I called her up and was like, "Yeah, okay, let's do it."
Wow. She lives here in the Bay Area?
She does.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
And Tom Pulitzer, you know, has a very busy touring schedule with Tower of Power. Just so happens he had, you know, the time off when I was recording this album, and he was a friend of my drummer's, Wally Schnally, who played on the album. And so just all these things just came together at once. It was great.
Great. Great. Very exciting. And so these folks are going to be at the concert this Saturday, is that right? Some of them?
Yes. Tom will be there with the original rhythm section who played on the album. And then we have three new backing vocalists, including Michael and Wendy Tobias and Rick Rosser. So it's going to be a good lineup.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Which reminds me, so you said we want to give away some two pairs of tickets, right?
Yeah.
So this is how it's going to work. If you want two pairs, if you want a pair, the first two people to write in at the end of the show. And here's the little tricky part to make you listen all the way to the end of the show. In the email that you send to outinthebay@yahoo.com, you have to say your name and your phone number. And you also have to say you want two tickets and you're available this Saturday night on March 2nd at the Metropolitan Community Church in San Francisco. It's in the Castro neighborhood. And say the very last word that I say at the end of the show. The very last word I say at the end of the show. Okay, got it. To send it to outinthebay@yahoo.com. Okay, so we're going to hear one more song. This is the title track from the album, Change Coming. Do you, what do you want to tell us about this? What inspired you to write this particular song and to make this change in your life? You were doing something totally different before launching this full-time music career, right?
Yes, I had a really good job in the software industry, which I gave up because I just felt like my work was not aligned with my passion. So I looked at that, and I looked at it, and, you know, every year I would get raises or bonuses, and I was like, okay, yeah, but this is really not working for me. So I finally jumped ship and decided to make a switch, and Change Coming this is really my theme song when I left in late 2011, right? Yeah. So okay. There it is.
Yeah, so in case we don't get to the part where they're actually singing this, we're hearing them backing up a little bit. City of Refuges Choir, the Restoration Ensemble, backs you up in the song. Why'd you bring them in?
I wanted this beefy gospel sound, and they were the first group that I thought of. They're just an amazing group of singers.
Okay, well, then here we go, Change Coming.
I am finished with mediocrity. And I am change. I know I can be a better man, do more than just get by, be the best I can. Something great is in the making. I'm ready to switch it up, make it happen. No more faking. I feel a change coming. A new chapter into my life. I feel a change coming. Coming on me. For too long I've been a slave to the past, holding on to things not meant to last. I'm done with the rut no longer serving me. And now I'm starting to see, and I'm ready, oh so ready. I feel a change coming, a new chapter into my life. I feel a change coming.
It's just such a beautiful sax solo there. That's Tom Pulitzer, right? From Tower Power?
He's rocking it.
Yeah, okay, your mic wasn't on there. Yeah, he was rocking it.
Oh, he's rocking it.
Yeah. Okay, that's Mark Etheridge, Change Coming, from his CD, title track from his CD, Change Coming. You can see and hear him live this weekend, this Saturday, March 2nd, at the Metropolitan Community Church. And Michael Cronin, who's also with us, will be one of his backup vocalists.
Ooh,
and
oh,
he's
boy.
Also co-wrote some of these songs. If you want to find information about the concert and the CD, it's on his website, markethridge.com. As I mentioned earlier, we will be giving away two pairs of tickets to this show. If you email to outinthebay@yahoo.com and say that you are available indeed to go to the show, confirm that, put your name, your email address, and the last word that I say at the end of my credits. If you missed part of our conversation or just want to hear it again or tell your friends, you can hear the whole program on our website, outinthebay.org. It should be up by 9 o'clock tonight. Speaking of our website, we've made a redesign, and yes, podcasts are still free, as is downloading the Stitcher app. You can now also hear about a dozen of our favorite shows from our 8 years on the air. My personal favorites include 1960s teen star singer Leslie Gore. Yep, she's one of us. Judy Shepherd, Matthew Shepherd's mom, talking about his awful murder and how she became an anti-violence activist because of it. Oscar-winning film directors Ang Lee and Sean Waters, so much more. Let us know what you think of the new site. Thanks to Jamie Borshak for the redesign. Learn more about Jamie at her website, jtothebee.com. That's jtothebee.com. Out on the Bay is independently produced by me and Marilyn Pittman. We thank KALW, our host station, for studio use and airtime, and tonight's engineer, Eric Wayne. Thank you so much, Eric. We've been producing Out on the Bay for 8 years. We appreciate your words of encouragement. We'd love your financial support, too, because we are independent, not a KALW staff production. We depend on community support. It's easy and tax-deductible at outinthebay.org. We'd love to hear from you with segment suggestions, comments, and questions. So write to us, Eric at outinthebay.com and Marilyn at outinthebay.com. I'm Eric Jansen, and thanks for listening to Out in the, here it is, Bay.
Baby, tell me, can't help.